Time now for your letters. We received several responses about our talk last Saturday with Hampton Sides, whose book Ghost Soldiers chronicles the liberation of the Cabanatuan, prisoner of war camp in the Philippines, where survivors of the Bataan Death March were held by the Japanese Imperial Army. Emerson Hunter of Idaho Falls, Idaho writes, I first heard about the Bataan Death March 30 years ago from one of the survivors. I was putting myself through school working as a clerk at the U.S. Post Office in Los Angeles, and I heard many stories from the participants of World War II, from soldiers who were trapped during the Battle of the Bulge, from a Japanese man whose family was shipped off to an internment camp where they stayed while he was serving as a soldier in the Army's 442nd Battalion, and from another man whose outfit was rescued by those same Japanese soldiers of the 442. I don't know why they opened up to me, but they did, and I'm grateful, and I'll never forget. Good many of you reacted to our interview with Michael Deaver, longtime aide to former President Ronald Reagan, who's now written a book. M.C. Browning captures the spirit of the lot. He writes, you handled the Deaver interview with commendable courtesy, but I still cannot swallow this caramelization of Ronald Reagan. I was in China for Knight Ridder in April 1984, when the Reagan entourage swept through like Genghis Khan. It was a humiliating thing to be an American correspondent in China then. The White House press corps, ignoramus as all, lorded it over us, and the whole trip was a PR exercise for Mr. Reagan and his consigliere, Mr. Deaver. His whole presidency was a triumph of TV over reality. When I asked an embassy person the real reason for the trip, I was told it was so Michael Deaver could buy rugs. I'm delighted Mr. Deaver has come to Jesus in his waning years, but that cannot soften the essential rotten greed and opportunism of the Reagan administration, as it truly was. I hope he enjoys his rugs. And a correction from Michael Meyer, who describes himself as a lively teacher of dead language. A few weeks back, we offered a translation of Martin Sheen's Rant Against God in the season's final episode of The West Wing. Instead of rendering Cruciatus in Crucem as crucified on the cross, Mr. Meyer offers that it should be read as To Hell with the Cross. This would make the translation of President Bartlett's invective in the cathedral as follows. I have been your servant on earth, your messenger. I have done my duty. To hell with your punishments and to hell with you. The Bartlett administration was unavailable for comment. Our address, Letters, Weekend Edition, Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or send email to wesat@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.